peace, y'all. What's popping? What's popping, man? Salute to everybody. I got some people that care about your boy. Oh, salute to Charles Berry, man. Before I forget, salute to Charles Berry. Charles Berry is a prime example of when you show love, you get love. All right? Charles Berry sent me an email. He said, Jay, you don't know me, but I made sure that I took care of you. God sent me that back tenfold. Lord. Man, thank you, Charles Berry. I appreciate you, my G. I appreciate you, man. Salute to Xavier. Salute to my G, Xavier. And Robbie Gordon, salute to y'all, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? We got a new video. Chris Stokes. Chris Stokes humiliated these young men for a record deal. That's crazy. I want to take this picture up off of there because that picture is kind of sinister. And then we got the missing Turin, all right? Shipped by containers, man. Ain't nobody talking about this, but I am, all right? And it's on the Patreon for those that want to know. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, all right? No ifs, ands, or buts, all right? Over 500 videos. If I was to talk about this on YouTube, I'd probably lose my channel, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we talk about it somewhere else, you know what I mean? Salute to everybody. January was popping, BP was popping, Jerry Moore was popping, Recavelli was popping. So we got some stuff to talk about today. We got some stuff. Salute to my man, it's Jay Stacks, man. We got some stuff to talk about today. So the gospel industry is no different than the regular rap music industry. All right, for those that didn't know, as y'all can see on the screen, I got Kirk Franklin, Leandra, what's her name, Anderson, and she said F Religion a couple years ago. All right, and then we got Tone X. This is all new news to me, honestly, because I did not know that Tone X was pushing for gospel music to go in a different, quotation marks, different direction. Okay, and we're gonna talk about some stuff today. I'm gonna play some videos. We're gonna talk about some stuff because it needs to be discussed. I think the music business, we always focus on rap artists, but we don't focus too much on gospel artists. All right, and they're just as bad as the rap artists. So we're gonna talk about that too. Ace was popping. He said, I don't know. He said, why Kurt look like he in his 20s? I don't know. Jerry Moore was popping. He said, that girl look fine. Yeah, she said F the church. That's what she said. She said F the church. She said F religion. Look her name up. Leandra Anderson, I think her name was. Leandra. She was like, I'm done with gospel music because y'all fake and all of this stuff, but we're going to play a video today and definitely talk about it. So for all of those, you know, I'm going to try to maintain this thing before the 6-minute mark. But for all of those out there that are celebrating the holidays, be careful, all right? I just seen some stuff that was not cool on the internet. A person lit somebody on fire, you know what I'm saying, on the train. That was a little crazy to me because I saw the video, right? And what threw me off was that you see somebody lit on fire and the first thing you think of is taking out your phone. You see, God got to do a hard reset on this whole world, son. Like, I understand now. If we gonna pay attention to the whole Armageddon thing, I understand now. He's gotta do a hard reset on this whole world. Because some of y'all are trifling. The fact that you see somebody lit on fire and you still pull out your phone, the first thing you think is say, yo, let me not put him out. Let me just pull out my phone and record it so I can get views and likes. It's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I don't understand people. I really don't. Yeah, man, it's gonna be very informative. Tay from North said her last name is Johnson. Okay, yeah, Johnson. Yeah, salute to this lady. We're gonna show a video. I'm gonna show a video, and then we're gonna talk about the music industry, and then also I have a video to show y'all of a guy that was close with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. Salute to K. McCollins. Thank you for the super chat. I greatly appreciate you, man. So let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it without further ado. Let's get into it real quick, man. And I'm going to play this video. It's a little lengthy, but let's play it, though.
Wonder who that is? Ah, a drag man, Billy Porter, enjoying a Christian song performed by Kirk Franklin and Maverick City.
Now, how does that work?
The industry, I can't do it. It's not godly. God didn't establish the music industry. He didn't establish the gospel music industry. It's an industry. It's just, and to make music and to use the gift God gave you and to put all your blood, sweat, and tears. I know I sound like every other artist, but you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it. You put excellence into it. You know what I mean? The Lord gives you a gift and you want to give it back to Him and point it back to Him. And then you got to place this baby called a song into the hands of a godless industry.
In most worship services today, in modern day evangelicalism, if you were all of a sudden in the middle of a song to pull the plug on all the instrumentation, all the microphones and everything, you would...
Salute to my guy, Jerry Moore. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
...would find that the congregation is hardly singing.
We very often become worshipers of ourselves. We're not worshiping God. We're simply worshiping the feeling that we're having about God.
When it comes to the issue of music, it's one of those areas where, you know, the battle is likely to continue until the Lord comes home.
What we have done is we have elevated music to, it seems to be, a place above the teaching of the scriptures.
Music in worship has three purposes: codify, unify, glorify. That gets the gist. That the purpose of music in the worship of God is to codify the truth so that it can be sung to the glory of God down through the generations.
Contemporary Christian music has deteriorated into entertainment devoid of the gospel message. Gone are the days when godly men and women sang praise and worship songs to God, adoring and exalting the name of the one true God,
Jesus. Look at them wearing all red. Look at them wearing all red.
Jesus Christ. Hey Love, a Christian radio station, has progressively fallen into the enemy's trap by promoting several ungodly musicians.
Hey guys, Brandon Willem, CCM Magazine, hanging out in Nashville. K-Love Fan Awards with Dante Bo. Now,
salute to my guy BP, man. Salute. Appreciate you, my G.
I can say the Grammy winning Dante Bo.
I'm excited to just see the performers tonight. So yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing him perform?
Is Lil Nas X performing tonight? I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's gonna be
cool. Hey, yo. Wait a minute. So you a gospel artist looking to see Lil Nas X perform? And you know what type of time he on? You see how this corrupted? It's all corrupted. It's all corrupted, man. I don't understand these people. You know what's so ironic about a lot of these people in the gospel music industry? Because we got to separate the genres, right? Many of these entertainers can't find their way into secular music, so they take another route. But they still have their own way of thinking. This is crazy.
Cool, probably.
Yeah. 21-year-old rapper Lil Nas X timed the release of his newest video with the launch of a pair of sneakers, and both have made headlines. The 3-minute, 10-second music video for Montero, Call Me By Your Name, shows the rapper in a fantasy world, tempted by a serpent, then banished to hell. Blood Sneakers, Lil Nas X's collaboration with art collective Mischief, were released the same day as the video. The 666 pair of sneakers are black with red trim and feature gold pentagrams, inverted crosses, as well as human blood inside the sole.
Maverick City Music Group's Chandler Moore and Naomi Raine teamed with a secular artist in this musical performance. They did not sing a gospel song, but a secular piece by P. Daddy, with whom...
Look, even Diddy's involved with the gospel realm. Think about how many rappers have changed their whole persona to say, okay, I'm going to be a reverend now, and then start making Christian music. You know what I'm saying?
Bishop T.D. Jakes also hangs around. If you listen to the lyrics and see the video in the background, you would hear them say, "I know I'll see you again, Big," referring to the notorious B.I.G. You must realize how dangerous this is. Satan employs Christian artists to blur the line between the holy and the profane. Once the line is blurred, Christians will readily accept music and musicians.
I just thought of this. "I know I'll see you again." It's crazy. Didn't he say when he died he want to go to hell because he a piece of shit? It ain't hard to tell.
They would have previously rejected. Folks, we are living in dangerous times. For several years, we listened to and supported Caleb financially. Sadly, this radio station has gradually moved mainstream over the years. Jesus has become a footnote that satisfies their critics while giving their audience the idea that they are all about the gospel.
I just got off the call with a business call, and it's like, I'm not selling out, y'all, I'm sorry. It's like, yo, your song is hot, da 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 da. If you do this, we can get you. I was like, yo, man. I was like, nah. I literally just hung up on the call. I literally like, hey, y'all, I can't do this right now. I know it's really all about the money. And I ain't selling out like that, y'all. So I'm out. What I mean all about the money is, like, if you got money, you can get certain platforms, period. If not, you got to do certain things to get that platform and make certain compromises. But I can't compromise, man. I can't sell out.
Please help us spread biblical truth. Subscribe, like, and share. God bless you. K-Love openly and unapologetically promotes men and women who have no fear of God. They have the form of God, but deny the power thereof, according to 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. Otherwise, why would K-Love allow Kirk Franklin to perform at any of their events? This man openly mocks God.
Music rides the back of the culture in whatever direction it is going. Music in our day is dominated by...
Somebody said, "Is there anything pure today? You can't trust Ish. Nasty." So when it comes to music, right? Always remember this. Always remember this. That's Lucifer's given talent. He controlled the choir in heaven. You understand? So always remember that. Always remember that. So whenever you hear any type of music, it's always got some type of underlying sinister nonsense behind it. And some people ask me, "Yo, Jay, what about jazz? What about classical music?" What about, you know, positive music, positive rap? You got to understand something, and I may go over your heads, but the engineers control the frequencies. So if you got an engineer in the studio that understands the manipulation of frequencies to make that song sonically sound and pleasing to the negative ear, you're still involving yourself. You get what I'm saying?
The rapidly degenerating corruption of our society. It is riding the culture's corruption down. We have to go back sometimes decades, maybe centuries, to find music that endures because of its quality, its elevation, its dignity, its excellence. With the decline and the debasing of music has come the decline of musicianship. We are a sensual culture, and that's where our music is taking us.
And y'all pray for people, man. I mean, it's a crazy dance. It's a crazy dance to hold on to your integrity, to hold on to your convictions, and then to be in this world but not of it. It's a challenge to not be of it. It depends on how ambitious you are. It depends on how much you desire it. Nah, I don't desire it that bad. People know, artists know what I'm talking about. Labels know what I'm talking about. PR, everybody who's in the industry know what I'm talking about. And I'm not hating on nobody. I'm just not willing to do certain things.
Hopefully, you are starting to understand why K-Love continues to play songs from some quote-unquote Christian artists with ungodly and questionable characters. It has become all about business and money, and no longer about glorifying God and uplifting and edifying the body of Christ. Some artists question the Bible and its stance on homosexuality, yet K-Love has refused to stop playing their music. Focusing on positive and encouraging messages devoid of biblical truth is nothing but lukewarm Christianity, which is not Christianity at all. Jesus never said the world would like you if you spoke the truth in love. The opposite is true. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10, verse 22. K-Love has refused to take a stand on biblical truth because they don't want to be hated or accused by the world. This may explain why K-Love refused to promote the Unplanned movie that exposed how dangerous and horrific abortion is. Their sloppy reason for not promoting the film was because they promote only positive and encouraging messages, and because Unplanned was rated R. Interestingly enough, K-Love promoted The Passion of the Christ, which was rated R. This shows that this radio station is unwilling to stand for anything controversial.
Unplanned, the movie about Planned Parenthood clinic director turned pro-life leader Abby Johnson, hits the big screen next week. But this week, it hit Hollywood's red carpet. Pro-lifers and stars poured into Los Angeles, California for the Hollywood premiere. Unplanned tells the story of how and why Abby Johnson left Planned Parenthood. It's based on her book of the same name. The MPAA gave the film an R rating for three objectionable scenes involving abortion.
The fact they made a movie about this type of stuff is even worse. The fact they made a movie about this. Salute the Gaz. Here's some. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You said keep pushing, bro. From Christchurch, New Zealand. Salute to you, bro. It's crazy that they making movies. I never heard of this movie. But they made a movie about somebody going to the chop shop. That's crazy. That's demonic.
In response, dozens of Christian leaders, ranging from former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, have written an open letter to people of faith, encouraging them to see the film and highlighting that it contains no nudity or profanity. The Christian leaders wrote in part, "We, the undersigned, are urging our fellow citizens to, just as they did with The Passion of the Christ, ignore the MPAA's restricted rating and watch the film anyway."
Martin Luther King's kids was involved in that. That's even more crazier. Oh boy, it just gets deeper and deeper. We ain't even finished. Pause. Yeah, Salute Lyricist. She said they promote confusion. Listen, man, we ain't done yet. We got a lot more to show. We got a lot more to show.
Why should a Christian radio station fail to promote a movie about the sanctity of life, but has no issue promoting demonic Halloween? Something has really gone wrong with K-Love. To be clear, the purpose of this video is not to bash K-Love, but rather to point out significant issues we see, and the direction this station is going should give any Christian a reason to be concerned.
Because we have dumbed down the gospel, because we're not preaching the true gospel, and we are using carnal means to attract people. If you use carnal means to attract men, you're going to attract carnal men. And you're going to have to keep using greater carnal means to keep them in the church. We are people who are strong in the arm of the flesh. We are the people who are always looking and desiring to figure out a new way to do something. And that has affected our evangelism, it's affected our church life, but it's affected our worship. How do we make people evangelize? How do we make people come to church? How do we make people worship? There's only one way. They must be regenerate, they must be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they must be growing in maturity. If you're going to throw that reality out, then you're going to have to come in with a new invention to prop the whole thing up. And I think that worship today has been influenced more than any other thing by our culture of entertainment.
Days are gone when Christian artists wrote songs that elevated Jesus Christ and pointed sinners to Jesus. Lauren Daigle, a famous Christian artist, has won the K-Love Fan Award a few times, yet she doesn't even know what the Bible says about the sin of homosexuality.
Do you feel that homosexuality is a sin?
You know, I can't honestly answer on that in the sense of I have too many people that I love that they are homosexual. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it, and I was like, I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's what my go-to is. Like, I just say read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too.
Is this...
Yo, what's so crazy about that is that they'll sell you a dream. They'll sell you a dream because they need those record sales. They'll sell you a dream, but they don't initially mean that. They don't care about it. See, gospel artists, right? They put there, like, gospel artists are put there just to basically, like, persuade the people. Take a look at your favorite Instagram celebrity, Krishan Rock. Let's take a Krishan Rock, for example. You know what I'm saying? And she's using the whole I just got saved thing, but still doing demonic things and playing in the industry. You can't do both. How can you really be truly saved, but then still play in the industry if you know what these people doing? You get what I'm saying? If your stylist is playing around and doing all kind of stuff and hitting the powder behind your head, how can you still be accepting of that? That just don't make no sense to me. You gotta pick a side. You get what I'm saying? You gotta pick a side. You know what I mean? And a lot of these gospel artists, they understand that, okay, I just signed the contract to write these type of songs, and, you know, I want to get people to go out there and buy it. Look at Katy Perry. Katy Perry is a prime example. Katy Perry started off doing Christian music. It wasn't selling, and then now she just switched over. She switched over completely. There's a lot of people in the industry that have tried that route. When I say try, because it's all trial and error, but they have tried that route and it doesn't work out for them. So they go to the secular route. Aretha Franklin. Okay. Aretha Franklin is another prime example. You was making gospel music at first and then you was like, oh, this ain't selling. And now all of a sudden now you talking about some R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. All of this nonsense. And the old heads ate that up. Sock it to me. Sock it to me. Ain't that a word to mean getting hit from the back or something? Sock it to me. But see, this is what I'm saying. It's all designed that way. You understand? It's all designed that way for people to understand. Like, okay, well, listen. Even your favorite gospel artists are all a part of this. There's no exception to the rules. You got to understand, it's a business. It's a business. And the record companies will sell you anything. Anything. You know, I'm so disappointed because one of my family relatives is big on this Tonex dude, you know, and I don't think they know that he, you know, pitches and switches and all of that stuff. I don't think they know that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's never been portrayed out there. But if I was to tell them that, like, hey, yo, you know about that Tonex person that you was telling me about? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know he wear wigs and makeup? They would, no, no. It doesn't make no sense. Gospel artists are preachers. Q Lee said, "Yeah, that is true. They're there to get the message to you in specific ways. Now let's be clear here. And I'm not gonna, you know, pick favorites or anything like that. But you got a lot of artists, gospel artists, that don't indulge in this. They focus mainly on, you know, just making music for the Lord, right? But a lot of them, for the most part, a lot of them are still satanic. This is why you see that thumbnail, right? A lot of them are. And when you take a look at it, it's like, well, why don't y'all say God in the lyrics? What's really going on with that? You know what I'm saying? Jordan Williams said, Denzel is a pastor in training now. I saw that yesterday, LOL. Well, I'm not here to bash nobody's faith or what they choose to do, because let's be honest here, Denzel is in his 70s or almost there, right? His clock could be ticking. So maybe he want to get right with God right now because he know time is short. You can't never judge somebody for what they do. This is why I try to tell people, whatever brings you closer to righteousness is your business. So with Denzel, you know, going to get baptized and becoming a minister, that's what he chooses to do. Maybe he was a high priest in Hollywood and he wanted to change his life. Maybe that's what made him cleanse his sins away. You never know what people go through. So you got to respect it. Even though it may look crazy to some of us, you got to respect it. Whenever people choose that decision, that's their decision, man. Who are we to judge? You know what I'm saying?
Someone you can trust to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ? Kirk Franklin openly mocks Jesus by declaring that the lion and the lamb, which every Christian recognizes as Jesus Christ, will submit to the goat, an occult symbol for Satan.
A dirty dish. Now me and God in sync, like Big J and Nas, the greatest cake of now, this is blasphemy.
The lion and the lamb will bow down to the goat. The lion and the lamb will bow down to the goat.
Why does K-Love allow this man to perform at any events of their event if they genuinely care about the gospel?
Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other.
You got to understand, some people, they say, come on, Jay. Nah, listen, bruh. I'm not here to bash people. I'm not here to say, yo, that's all fake or it's all Hollywood. You got to understand, some of these entertainers, right, especially right now, realizing that their time is cut short. People are not going to see movies no more. People are not downloading albums no more. People ain't going to concerts no more. They realizing their time with the devil is short. They realizing that. So when you realize you Denzel Washington, you realize like, yo, I done made all of these movies. I'm supposed to be the top actor. Hollywood done told me, we'll make you famous. They lied to him. Okay, they lied to him. He probably seen them box office numbers of Gladiator 2 and realized like, yo, they finessed me again and said, yo, after this, I'm done, and gave his life to the Lord. We can't judge the man for that. We can't judge him for that. We don't know what people go through. All I know is the devil is a trickster. He will tell you, yo, I'll make you famous. And then guess what? You'll go out there and get into a fight. And next thing you know, you famous for doing something wrong to somebody and spending the rest of your life in jail. Why? Because he's a trickster. You fell for the bait. Understand, he's not here to help you. He's not. That's why I laugh at people that, yo, you want to be down with this weird stuff? Why? You're not going to go nowhere with that. It's not going to work for you. It's not. The minute you make a decision in your mind and say, I'm going to sell my soul, you already done lost. Because you gave him the credibility already. You didn't let him have that. You gave him your soul already. He don't need you for nothing. This is why when you look at people like Kanye, he said, yo, when he made Jesus Walks, the record industry told him, don't say Jesus too many times on this song. And he was like, yo, what? Yeah, don't keep talking about Jesus too much. You see, you got to understand, son, it's like, They understand this whole correlation of why this works. This is why I laugh at people who say, yo, that none of that stuff is real. How can it not be real? You got individuals out here playing the game. Playing the game. Playing the game. Tyler Perry is one of them. And all of these people that you see in the gospel crowd is all in cahoots. They all in cahoots. Nothing is sacred these days. You got to understand that. It's a business, man. It's all about raking in money. They don't care about you. They don't care about where you go to, what you lead to. Okay, yeah, I'm having a bad day. Put on that Kirk Franklin. That's more stream money for him. Are you not understanding this?
I have been in the last 2 years with a group of young people, but they come out of contemporary evangelicalism. When we're in our worship service, you see that they really don't sing with great zeal. They've been raised in a Christianity where it has a music director, a music band, a worship team that does almost everything, combined with that and the culture of entertainment.
And let's not forget, Kirk Franklin robbed God's people, God's property. He robbed God's property. Let's not forget that. That group that he had when he came out with that song, Stomp, he robbed them. He took all of their money. He kept the money for themselves. Listen, I got a cousin that was on a choir for Hezekiah Walker. She never got paid a dime, but this guy is famous though. You see? Do you understand? I got a cousin that's on a choir for Hezekiah Walker. Well, she was on a choir. You know what I'm saying? And she never got paid a dime. It's sinister. Why would a choir director who probably goes both ways, right, paid 30 people that's helping him record these songs for his album. Why would he? Why would he split the publishing with Tanisha, Keisha, Shaniqua, John, Harris, all of these people? Why would he do that? He's just going to finesse y'all. Yo, listen, y'all want to be on my album? Yeah. We're going to do this for the Lord, y'all. Yeah. All right now. Yeah. How my people say?
Entertainment. They've been taught to come into church and watch other people do their worship for them.
Skillet is another contemporary Christian band that K-Love promotes. We don't even advocate searching for their songs because the imagery in their music videos is filled with horror and darkness.
Look at this.
Unfortunately, this band is virtually indistinguishable from secular satanic rock bands. Despite this, their lead singer professes to be a Protestant Christian. This is what deception looks like. Most Christians would dismiss what the group represents because the band professes to be Christian and mentions Jesus' name.
But I know that Christ can fix it. I know that Christ can heal it. He's the great healer.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter, is what the Bible says. So I think people, they hear what I say, and I think they go, yeah, that, I feel that way too.
And you're winning because of that book. But what do you think that the message is that so many people have grabbed onto while reading it?
I think that what people are discovering is, again, probably old wisdom. I think they're going, they're realizing.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear it? Wait a minute. Did you hear that? Let's rewind it a little bit. Did you hear what he just said? Old wisdom.
The old wisdom. I think.
Whoa.
So many people have grabbed onto while reading it.
I think that what people are discovering is,
Hold on.
I feel that way too.
And you're winning because of that book. But what do you think that the message is that so many people have grabbed onto while reading it?
I think that what people are discovering is, again, probably old wisdom. I think they're realizing we thought there was going to be a new answer, like a new diet fad, right?
Yes.
You always think there's going to be a new diet fad. And if I take that pill, then I don't have to do 100 crunches a day.
Right.
No, you got to do 100 crunches today if you're going to fit in that outfit. I think people want something new, and they're realizing that they've been lied to. They've been sold something that's fake. It's not real. But the words of Christ never change. And when you go back to that, you come.
That's a lie. The Bible has been remixed about 38 times, my boy. 38 to 40 times the Bible been remixed, my boy. And you got tattoos on your hands and knuckles. We don't believe you like Tom McDonald. We don't believe you. Okay? Some of y'all still out there listening to Tom McDonald. He's an agent. He's an agent. He's signed by a record company. I won't say their name, but just do your Googles. Do your Googles.
Come back into that peace. It's that, because you're not thrown to and fro in every wave of doctrine, right? Because you're on the words of Christ, and it feels so wonderful to have the peace of Christ. It
is. Music is designed in the church for one purpose, and that is to glorify God. Worship is when believers, because of what's in their heart, in the knowledge of the truth, are given an opportunity to express that in beautiful tunes and beautiful lyrics collectively, and all of it is offered to God.
When your songs appeal to both Christians and non-Christians, something is wrong. Do you know why? A song that glorifies God and God alone will convict sinners to repent and give glory to God. For the most part, this is what K-Love now represents.
You know, people ask, what are the great errors in...
That mean if you want to listen to a gospel song and it make you want to crip walk, it's not right. It's not right at all. It's not right. J.D. Lay said tatted up too. Yeah, Lecrae is tatted. Lecrae got pictures of him going to the tattoo parlor. How do we believe these people as well? They all demonic, bruh. He threw up the old CNI in the video.
Worship, modern worship, contemporary worship, that those who declare that they believe in the inerrancy of Scripture have not proven by their actions that they believe in the sufficiency of Scripture. That everything that is done in the church and in Christian life must be done according to the Scriptures, conform to what is written.
If we're really going to be honest about the subject, we have to admit that music is one of the central battlegrounds of worship.
See?
It's a tough one. Because the Bible doesn't say, thou shalt not listen to this song. What the Bible gives us is principles about the holiness of God, about the nature of worship. Insofar as we're introducing elements into our worship through music which are unholy, which are flesh-centered, which turn our worship into mantras and repetitions as opposed to substantial declarations like the ones we find in the Psalms about the living God, we're going to be missing the mark. And the problem is, like a delicious bowl of Captain Crunch cereal, if you keep feeding that to a child, they're going to keep loving it, but it doesn't make it healthy for them.
Mm.
And so we have an entire generation of children that are being spoon-fed Captain Crunch theology in their worship service, and it's toxic.
I just heard a song by Future the other day, right? And he was like, he literally said that on a hook. How is that music? You talking about Satan and demons on your last album? I'm good. Keep that. You keep that in the vault, buddy. Nobody want to hear that. Nobody want to hear that. And then you got people that, yeah, the beat sound good. The beat sound good. Yeah. Yo, turn this up in the car. Play it in the car. Turn it up loud. Got all kind of demons going around in their car. Next thing you know, them demons latch on to them. They bringing in their crib. Now they arguing with their girl. They fighting with their moms or their family members. You know what I'm saying? And you don't understand the power behind this, like... It's not a joke. It's not a joke, man. The average person may think that this is all a joke or it's not realistic or I don't feel no type of way when I listen to it. I just like the beat. Yeah, but you don't understand. It's latching on to you. It's latching on to you, man.
It's literally changing their appetites to like things which are unholy and unhealthy for them. Singing the Psalms, speaking basic truths, singing with holiness without all the trappings that the world has in a way that we are really lifting up our hearts before God and not simply being caught up into an emotional frenzy. That's not going to lead us to the proper worship of Christ.
Contemporary Christian music has become commercialized. Those who pay to get noticed have their song top the music charts, whether they honor God or not. But those who sing praise and worship songs that focus on God are ignored. The days ahead may be dark, but let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10, verse 23.
Hold on. Now let's go to this next joint, y'all. Let's go to, let me read some people in the chat. They said, NagChamp29 said, nah, it shapes the mind. That's a fact. It does shape the mind. Because a lot of people, they understand that your brain is made, and this is not everybody that's here, but they understand that people's brains are made of mush. And if they want to put a specific, right, a specific message in the minds of the youth and of grown adults. I just realized this. Even grown adults can be attacked by this music. Even grown adults. Even them. Like, if you listen to a song, salute to the old heads out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And one person in particular, I will say, is there are a lot of old school songs that have hidden meanings behind it. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point where You just have to understand. If you don't get it, then you don't get it. You just don't get it. Let's take a look at this. Let's see. Let me show y'all this since we on the topic. Let's take a look at this. Okay, let's take a look at this. Is this
all right? Now I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little nervous. Is it me
or? Okay, hold on. Let me go, cause I don't want that dude. Okay, now look. Is there a way that I could slow this down? I want to slow this down for y'all real quick, man. I want to show y'all this. This is with Beyonce. Now, everybody, a lot of women out there listen to Beyonce. A lot of mooks listen to Beyonce. But I want to show y'all this, right? Because there's no reason why this person would literally, their face would change. Okay, there's no reason why their face would change while doing this. Let me show y'all. Let's pull it up on the screen. Let's pull it up on the screen. They said, Jay, full screen it. Yeah, I got y'all. I got y'all right now. All right, now I'm going to mute the audio for the sake of copyrights. But let's take a look at this. Now watch her hair. Look, y'all see that demon? I'm gonna play it again. Look. Look at the demon. Look at the demon. Look at the demon in her face. Look at the demon in her face. Hold on. Let's play it again. Look at the demon. Look. Unbelievable. Hold on. I want to play a different one, and then we're going to go to the next video, because y'all got to see it first and foremost up close. These people are sick, man. They on some real sinister stuff, man. Even your favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite artist is all on that type of nonsense. And the way that you got to understand, like, so it's not Beyonce per se, right? It's the spirit in her that's selling the records. You got to understand that. It's not her. She has no talent. She's just a vessel. The spirit is actually selling the records. That's what's selling the records, is the spirit. And I know people going to take this information and run with it and all that stuff. But understand, when you realize how this music business works, you'll understand that it's all a joke. It's all a joke. I've showed y'all countless videos of people saying, hey, you know, I tap into spirits to get this video done and this movie done. You know, these people are just who they are. They who they are. They are who they are. Let's get into this real quick, y'all. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go here. Yeah, we scrolling. I'm scrolling with y'all real quick. So let me play this for y'all. So this is a dude that claims he was at Diddy's house. He said he was at Diddy's house. Now, what he going to say, and he turned to Pastor, so respect to him. Salute to Pepita. Thank you. Thank you, Pepita. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, mi amor. Jay Robinson said, it's so true. They let the spirits drive them. The same with actors. This is what I'm saying. It's they're not, when you're going out to purchase these albums, okay, from these rappers and these singers and these pop stars, is you're not buying the actual person, you're buying the spirit. John Todd already exposed this before. They conjure up demons on the music, on the vinyl records, on the CDs. Now it's to the point where everything is digital. They don't even have to do that. They can tap into frequencies and have these spirits come in through frequencies to interlope with the music. And all the while, people are like, yo, that 808 is kicking. That beat is knocking. But you're listening to demonic music. You're listening to demonic music. And what happens is when you're listening to this, right, it alters your personality. It shifts and alters your personality. It may not be effective as hard as many people may think it is, but it's still effective. The fact that you can have young women out here literally saying, buy me this, buy me that, give me this, give me that, because they're listening to a Ice Spice or a Sexy Red, and you know, it just confuses their minds. But see, here's the thing. This is the way the world works. The world is going off of, okay, let's push female rappers, because we know that they will have more influence on the women. If we're losing power, all we have to do is put the women in power, right? And when the women are in power, all the women will make the men go out and spend their money, their hard-earned money, okay, to please these women. So we still win. It's demonic. It's the same thing as Adam and Eve. Bite this apple. It's the same concept. Bite this apple. You want to get inside her guts, you got to pay this amount of money. Look at Travis Hunter, for example. This man is on his way to stardom, but he can't figure out that this girl does not like him. It's the weirdest thing. It's weird. But the music, it's the music. It all derives from the music. It all derives from social media, television. You know, the younger generation don't watch television, but it all derives from this. They understand that us men, we like what we see, and they play on that. It's manipulation tactics. But check this dude out right here. He's going to expose being at Diddy's crib, and he turned into a pastor. Salute. They said cut the sound on. My bad, y'all. That's my bad. I gotta start it over again, because y'all gotta hear this. I gotta start it over again. My bad. Y'all still can't hear it? Y'all still can't hear it? Are you serious? Hold up. My bad. Yo. My bad. Computers. Computers computing.
I slept in Diddy's house.
Computers computing.
Producer shares all.
What was it like meeting Diddy for the first time?
Meeting him for the first time, it was, number one, it was the dream come true.
Imagine stepping into the world of luxury, fame, and unimaginable influence, yet finding yourself lost in a place that feels anything but home. That's exactly what happened to Diddy's ex-producer, who once walked among music giants, worked under Diddy's roof, and brushed shoulders with industry elites. But what happened behind those closed doors? What secrets lurk beneath the surface of fame and glamour? Now a pastor, Rod Long was a former music producer who worked with P. Diddy and spent time in Diddy's circle at Bad Boy Entertainment.
Yo, All right. This the same dude that exposed Diddy, right, y'all? Yo, press A if this the same dude that exposed Diddy, Rod Long. This the same pastor dude. Well, I don't know if he a pastor. He turned pastor, but his name was Rod Long. Pause. He turned into a pastor now? I didn't know this. I'm watching this the first time with y'all. Rod Long turned into a pastor, though? Press A, y'all. They said, hey, yeah, okay. So I didn't know that. Yeah, all right. I didn't know. Quashinda said, yeah, hey, all right. Pause. Ayo. Yeah, I didn't know that.
After a period in the secular music industry, Rod experienced a major spiritual transformation, ultimately leaving that lifestyle to pursue a life of faith. Now a pastor, he shares insights on his past experiences, warning of the challenges and spiritual pitfalls within the music industry, particularly...
He sure did become a pastor quick, didn't he? That was just a couple months ago, wasn't he?
...for young musicians looking to stay true to their faith. In this video, we'll reveal the dark aspects of the music industry, both secular and gospel music. There is a lesson for everyone to learn. You don't need to be an artist. Let's dive in. P. Diddy, also known as Sean Combs, has faced a series of serious allegations recently. Notably, his former girlfriend, singer Cassie Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him, claiming years of abuse. Ventura alleges that Diddy physically harmed her multiple times, coerced her into disturbing sexual encounters, and accessed her private medical records without permission. Another shocking claim includes his alleged threat to harm rapper Kid Cudi when he dated Cassie, a threat reportedly followed by an incident in which Kid Cudi's car exploded. Adding to these accusations, a male producer named Rodney Jones, also known as Lil Rod, filed his lawsuit, alleging sexual misconduct and harassment by Combs. Jones claimed that Diddy subjected him to unwanted advances and pressured him to engage with sex workers. These new allegations, alongside Ventura's claims, have prompted public scrutiny and a legal response, though Diddy has publicly denied the allegations. These accusations have impacted Diddy's public image, bringing attention to broader discussions around abuse, power, and accountability in the entertainment industry. All these accusations looked unreal to many who see P. Diddy as a mentor and celebrity, but several individuals who have worked with him are coming out to state their experience. From what many have said, every allegation against this celebrity is true.
Yo, Lonnie E said, that's not Lil Rod. Okay, so two different people. All right, that's what I was concerned about. I'm like, dang, that was quick. All right, so forgive me, y'all. I didn't know. My bad.
It seems more like there are hidden activities that have not been revealed. Pastor Rod Long, who was once Diddy's producer, shares a lot about his work experience with Diddy and other top music celebrities in the industry. Rod started by producing a record for Diddy, and that attracted Diddy's attention, so he went ahead to create more tracks. On a fateful day, he was called to come over to New York to meet Diddy. At that time, there was a shift in his music career, as he had to meet with the great Diddy, but he never knew that the glory he always loved to have was not pure. Pastor Rod shares the first shocking encounter he had with Diddy after traveling to New York. Take a listen.
The next significant encounter was in Miami. Okay. Was in Miami at a party. I just remember him walking in and asking everybody, hey, what kind of girls do y'all want? And like, you know, a few moments later, girls came in.
What?
And I think somebody said they wanted Puerto Rican girls. Just a bunch of them came in.
What?
What does this revelation point to? The secular music industry is polluted.
Yo.
The devil has found agents on earth who can carry out his agenda of destroying lives and making men slaves to him. Imagine having such a person as a role model. Many young folks look up to these musicians and they desire to model after their lives and success stories. But only a few know the backstory of their fame. This unhealthy lifestyle is not only a thing with Diddy, it has become part of the music industry. You find such unhealthy lifestyles in their music videos, in the streets, and on their social media handles. The secular music industry has long been criticized for objectifying women, often presenting them as accessories, symbols of success, or mere props to enhance artists' images. The language, imagery, and behavior depicted in many mainstream music videos and lyrics contribute to this trend, as they frequently glorify money, power, and the degradation of women. Diddy, a major figure in hip-hop and the entertainment industry, is a prime example of this trend. His career spans decades, and while he has built an empire, many of his music videos, parties, and lyrics have been criticized for using women as objects of male desire, contributing to...
Yo, this is crazy, son. This is crazy. Nag Champ said, you gotta do it to get in the high ranks. But see, that this the thing, though. A lot of people assume that you gotta participate in this stuff, right? Like I said, the devil is a trickster. And a lot of women will go to these parties and try to be in the in crowd and then realize that they don't fit the par. Because morally, it don't make no sense. You understand? And they'll use you as a tool and get rid of you. When they done with you, they done with you. When they have their fun with you, they done with you. That's how the business work. They do it with their own artists. You understand? You see an artist come in. Look at Ice Spice, prime example. Look at Ice Spice right now. She had literally a 2-year run. And she's over with. They already trying to replace her. She's over with. Okay? So when they realize that, okay, we got this person here. They want to be down. Okay. They do a couple things to get down. And then they get rid of you. It's simple. You got to understand the music business revolves around that. When they say the belly of the beast, they mean that. He eats you up and spits you out. When they done with you, they spit you out. There's no use for you. None.
To a culture that views women as secondary to male power and influence. Again, this isn't a unique critique of Diddy alone, but rather reflects a larger issue within the industry that prioritizes commercial success,
right,
often at the cost of respectful and healthy portrayals of women. For example, Diddy's parties, videos, and brand have been known for opulence, excess, and an entourage of scantily clad women, which sends a message that women's worth is tied to their bodies and willingness to cater to the male gaze. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? The devil plans to go against God's instruction, so whatsoever is against the word of God is evil. Steer clear from it. On the issue of music being more spiritual than just a talent, Rod Long shared a revealing insight into how his music production process was often influenced by forces beyond mere creativity. He explained that when he produced music, there were times he found himself channeling his mind and focus in ways that opened him to demonic influence, giving him a rush of inspiration and sounds he wouldn't have found on his own. All this happened while in Diddy's studio,
I'm not going to lie. I've experienced that as well with myself. Like, for some strange reason, when I used to write music, right? Because I no longer write music. But I realized I had something which was called the third world portal. I can't tell y'all how to get there because that just wouldn't be right. But I had something called the third world portal, right? Where I would travel to this portal and I wouldn't even be on Earth, but these ideas would just come to me. And I would just make these beats and write these lyrics out of nowhere. So I understand what he's saying, but this is all a part of possession. This is demonic possession. And a lot of these artists, like I said, songwriters, specifically songwriters, understand this concept. All right? They understand this concept. When you're writing a song, for the average artist out there or the average producer, when you're writing a song or making a beat, right, and you saying, dang, it just ain't hitting the same or whatever, you haven't experienced that yet. You ain't go there, because these type of entities will give you these ideas. This is how these people are writing these pop songs, these hit songs that's on the charts. How is this person famous, but I'm not? I mean, I'm better than him lyrically, but how is he better than me? Because they're getting influence. And it's not from friends or family. They're getting influence from other realms. You got to understand, it's bigger than what you think. It's bigger than what you think. It's bigger than that. So when you listening to all of this music and you like, oh, it's a bop, I like this song, the artists themselves probably didn't write that. It's the songwriter that conjured up them spirits to come into you and make you toxic and ruin your way of thinking. But you gotta understand, it's deeper than that. For most people, they can't grasp it. They just can't. They can't understand how is this happening. Yeah, you can write a gospel song, but nobody will gravitate towards it. Why not? It's positive. I'm singing about the Lord, but you don't have them secrets.
The kind of music to be produced attracted the spirit that gave inspiration in that regard. This is not just a knowledge shared, but a profound truth. You may always feel music is based on talent, but that's not it. It's a spiritual thing. Who you choose to serve will be the one inspiring you.
Mm-hmm.
This also comes as a warning to young folks who see nothing doing secular and gospel. You can't serve two masters at the same time. You either get inspired by the Holy Spirit or from demons. There's something important to note about the inspiration that comes from a spirit. Rod Long shared this, and that is, every sound that comes from any spirit is always amazing and captivating. Whether it is from the Holy Spirit or demonic spirits, there's always something interesting about it. So, here's the message. Whatever you listen to is a product of a spirit, and as believers, you're not expected to listen to just any kind of music. The producer or artist may have been inspired by an unclean spirit. Hence, there is bound to be pollution in your life when you feed on their music. Beware, beloved. Speaking of secular music, we've always heard that there is a demonic aspect of it, and Rod didn't hide that. Here's what he said.
It would almost be ritualistic. You know, we would light candles, and as the beats are playing, you know, they would, you know, their hands would be moving like this, and they would be chanting different things over the music alone. This is before it goes to the writers. And honestly, I can hear it in my ears like it was just yesterday. Like it was amazing music. And I again, you don't get to those realms without a supernatural.
This process.
Think of the word ghostwriter. Yo, he got a ghostwriter. Yo, somebody wrote his song. He got a ghostwriter. Somebody wrote her song. She got a ghost, G-H-O-S-T, a ghost writer. a ghost, a spirit. Yeah.
This is clear proof that certain secular music was crafted not just to entertain, but to spiritually engage and captivate listeners in a way that could affect their mindset and beliefs. It is likened to a form of enchantment, where repeated beats, lyrics, and rhythms can create a lasting imprint on the listener's psyche. There is no doubt that we are in a battle. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." You may want to ask, why will they always make rituals and demonic chants on their music before releasing it to the world? That's the trick of the devil to capture the souls of not only the artists and the crew, but also the listeners.
Flatbush said, that's a bit of a reach, but still makes sense. How is it a reach? Where did the term ghostwriter come from? Who started that? That term wasn't around in the 80s, the 70s, and the 60s when people were writing music for people. There was no such thing as the term ghostwriter. I'm pretty clear that you new here, so I'll give you a pass. But the term ghostwriter is new. Nobody was talking about, oh yeah, that's a ghostwriter. They was calling them songwriters. Oh, he wrote this song for such and such. But they didn't come up with the term ghostwriter until like the late 80s, 90s. But then you got to understand it's all spiritual. But most people won't get it though. I get it. For some of y'all, that might think it's a reach, but you don't understand music. You don't understand that whole lingo. I could say some stuff right now, you'd be lost. You'd be lost.
You can never listen to a song or music album dedicated to and inspired by a demonic spirit and not fall into its trap. No wonder you find many trapped in the cage of pornography, lust, sexual immorality, homosexuality, and all forms of addiction. This has a lot to do with the kind of music they listen to. In the music industry, some artists and producers are believed to use rituals to gain fame or power. These rituals may involve dark spiritual practices, inviting forces that are not from God. Music is very powerful because it reaches our emotions and speaks to our hearts. When music is created using harmful spiritual practices, it can bring negative feelings to listeners like fear, sadness, or a pull toward bad choices. Listeners may feel restless, confused, or even drawn to things that go against God's teachings without fully knowing why. The Bible warns us to be careful. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." This verse reminds us not to trust every spiritual influence. We need to check carefully if something is truly from God, including the music we listen to. Not all music is made with harmful practices, but as Christians, we must be wise about what we allow into our minds and hearts. Take a moment and ponder on this question. What kind of music and artists do you listen to? What's the impact of the music you listen to in your life? These are some litmus tests you should always take into consideration when listening to music. Going further, Rod Long in the interview mentioned how he always struggled with the voice of God while working for Diddy. It was clear that God desired to have his soul rather than allow the devil to take him. One key action that saved him while with that and company was the fact that he never ventured into the constant rituals, sexcapades, and all the immoral things done at Diddy's studio. That was a tough one, though, because it takes the help of God to stay among such people and not get entangled or polluted. And here's one salient truth about being engaged in such sin. Once you put your hands on the plow, it becomes very difficult to turn back. This is a message to anyone who is among the wrong crew, be it in your career or ministry. Once you soil your hands with evil, it becomes difficult to let go. But there is help for you in God. For Rod Long, A day came for him to quit. It happened at one of Diddy's parties in Vegas. That was the day he quit. His decision was a turning point for his deliverance, but shockingly, didn't come easy.
The threats started. You know, I started getting threats. We're going to find you. You know, none of these guys knew my mom or where she lived. My mom started calling me, hey, these guys are calling. My wife, she was my girl.
Yo, so check this out, though. If y'all go and look at the actual interview, right? His mother is in the comments of the video. And she said in the comments, like, yo, this is my son. And he been doing music for 27 years. And I did not understand why he threw his music away. His own mother didn't understand why he threw it. How you get up there to the top with these people and you just decide to quit? His own mother asked that question. Y'all think it's just a joke? Like people just sitting up here talking and... Yeah, you got agents out here, but then you got some people that want to tell their story. There's no way that you get to the top of the top next to Stevie J and P. Diddy and you just say, you know what, this ain't for me. Somebody in the chat said it earlier. Why do all P. Diddy artists literally turn their life to God? We got to make you think they didn't see something. They didn't see something.
Girlfriend at the time, they were even calling her house. Yes, they were calling my dad. They even came to my church, which was very scary.
You know when the Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion, he moves around looking for whom to devour? That is the true character of the devil and his agent. When you get associated with evil, it becomes difficult for the devil to let you go. Remember the story of the Israelites and Pharaoh? That is the case for anyone who joins any secular record label or organization that promotes the devil's works. The threat, fear, confusion, and uncertainty that come with leaving the old life for the new can be overwhelming. In reality, many young folks have lost their life in the bid to disassociate from demonic record labels and their bosses. This is the dark side of the industry. This is to say, never play games with the devil. As long as you've seen the evil practices of these celebrities, they will never let you go alive. For Rod, he struggled to stay focused, but the threats never allowed him. All the devil desired to do through Diddy was to take Rod's life after he returned. This is a typology of what the Bible says of the devil in John chapter 10, verse 10, which says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. That's the threefold ministry of the devil. Many who have associated with cult groups branded as record labels have sold their allegiance to the devil. And in the long run, after fame, success, and money, the devil will desire your life. The main agenda of the devil is to lure a man to hell when the role is called up yonder.
Trickster.
This was the experience of Rod after he returned to Diddy's studio. He was poisoned and almost lost his life. God came through for him and restored him as a believer. Sadly, many young talents have lost their lives in this mess. But God is bringing this message to you so that you don't fall into the same error. There may never be a second chance. As we conclude, here's one interesting but disturbing revelation Pastor Rod shared in his interview. When asked what's the difference between the secular and gospel music industry?
The spirit of it is the same. It's just a different face. The spirit behind a Diddy party is no different than the spirit behind any other party where you have the flesh on display. I think I had an easier time doing hip-hop and R&B.
And gospel.
Than gospel. God, I've had songs stolen. I've had, you know, people rip my music off in gospel. Whereas in R&B, it was almost everything that they, you know, the payments were there. The royalties was there. I've had gospel people try to steal my publishing, my royalties, yeah.
Over time, elements of secular music have slipped into gospel production and organization, blending messages and sometimes blurring the line between worship and entertainment. Some artists may prioritize fame, wealth, or trends over purity of purpose, diluting the transformative power of gospel music. This shift has left many questioning the true purpose of gospel music and the spiritual state of the industry as a whole. But this serves as a call to action for believers, a wake-up call to stand up and embody the original intention behind gospel music, to glorify God and usher in His presence. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, we read about David, whose music was so anointed that it drove evil spirits away from Saul. David's music wasn't just art. It was a weapon of spiritual warfare, empowered by his heart's alignment with God.
See?
It wasn't about catchy hooks or popularity. It was about drawing people closer to God and establishing His kingdom through sound. For every believer, you are called to rise with that same heart. We are meant to be vessels through which the Holy Spirit can move. When gospel artists prioritize purity, prayer, and an unwavering focus on Christ, their music can still break chains, heal hearts, and drive out the darkness. The world needs gospel music that brings true hope, the kind that breaks yokes and offers peace beyond understanding. Let this message be a rallying cry for Christian musicians, songwriters, and producers to carry the torch forward. Just as David's music changed atmospheres, gospel music today should disrupt and destroy every scheme of the enemy, drawing people out of bondage and into God's love. By choosing to be an embodiment of Christ's Spirit, believers in the gospel music industry can stand firm against the world's pollution and set a new standard. One that calls heaven down and ushers people into God's presence. In all, let your association be instituted by God and not man or greed. Allow God to use you as a vessel unto honor. Shalom.
Yo, let me show y'all this real quick. Before I get off this live, let me show y'all this real quick, though. Let me show y'all this, man. Before I get off this, man. Let me show y'all this real quick. Salute to everybody, man. And I just want y'all to understand, you know, it's not always about, you know, clout and what you can gain from a situation. Let me show y'all this real quick, man. Make sure the audio is on real quick. Let me show y'all this.
The spirit, when I was in Santeria, right, Ochun is the goddess of the, they call it the goddess of the ocean, the goddess of the river, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And she was the mother of the gold, the honey, right? That's how they described her, but she was Jezebel. Because when Ochun came down to a powerful medium, they had to bring a goat, represents a male, right? They tied the goat's mouth. And they castrate him in front of her, alive. In other words, I took your manhood. And then the blood and all that, they do rituals with them. Don't need to get into that whole stuff. But that's what they do, right? So Diddy has a Jezebel spirit. Controlling, manipulative, dominating, okay? Diddy doesn't know the difference between man and woman anymore. All these men that he slept with, all these men that he did, took the manhood. What he made them after he took their manhood, he made them an Ahab. See, that was the devil's doing. The devil said, these are the contracts, fulfill the contracts, all these contracts, and I give you all this power. Right? Did he fulfill the contracts? The contracts are done. There's no more contracts to fulfill. Whether in the politic world, the movie world, the sport arena world, he did all the bidding. Jezebel was a spirit. When I was...
Yeah, y'all not ready for that conversation, man. Salute to everybody, man. They said, yo, that's crazy. But what I want to say is this, man. Like, you got to understand the business has its ties into a lot of stuff. And I know people were saying, well, Jay, you know, you reading the whole ghostwriter thing wrong. Right? But that term is new. That's a new term. And why would y'all call it, for all y'all industry people out there? Because I know some of y'all people that's watching this, y'all in the industry still. Why do y'all call it ghostwriting? Why did you have it? I had an interview of the producer Digital Nas, okay, who was on a podcast, and he admitted on a podcast, which they scrubbed out, they erased it, but he admitted that, you know, he was sitting there having an interview, and he had a songwriter who was a producer or whatever she was to him, and she told him, like, yo, in order for you to go to the next level, you have to read this type of book. And he read the book, and he's, you know, been producing for a lot of these rappers. So why does this actually have to partake in the industry? Like, what is the whole point of that? You know, it just, to me, it just doesn't make sense. And a lot of people don't think that, you know, this stuff is real. They may think it's cliche or it's satire or whatever the case may be. You could believe what you want to believe, but understand that, you know, your favorite artists, whether they're gospel, R&B, rap, pop stars, they all have to understand this type of practice in that business, which is why I say you can't do both. If you're living righteous, you really can't play the game in the industry. You really can't. Because you're going to get invited to one of these weird parties one day, okay? And there's going to be some things going on in that party that you're not going to accept if you're a righteous person. Now, if you're willing to sell your soul and give up your morals and do all of these things for, you know, a higher status, trust and believe, just because you witness it don't mean that you don't have to participate. They're going to make you participate. This is why a lot of entertainers end up dead, because they say, yo, I saw some stuff. Well, what you saw? Yeah, I saw this person and this person doing something in that room. Really? Yeah. So you wouldn't do it? Nah, I ain't doing that. Oh, okay, we got to get rid of you then. We got to get rid of you then. They can't, it's a secret society for a reason. Your favorite rappers and artists all know this. They all know this. Just like you go to and join certain groups and foundations, you got to go through a hazing process. It's all the same. But their hazing is a little more sinister because they're practicing in the dark arts. But most people think, hey, it's just fabrication. No, man, that stuff ain't real. If you expose their secrets, if you witness this stuff and you expose their secrets, they can no longer trust you. You've broken their oath. It's crazy, man. Like, I don't understand how some people don't understand this. And just because we see Kirk Franklin and all of these other gospel artists, let's be clear here. Donnie McClurkin is a mook. Donnie McClurkin, we fall down, but we get, he's a mook. I heard this rumor years ago. Press 1 if you heard that rumor about Donnie McClurkin being a mook. Are we just finding this out? We fall down, but we get up. Donnie McClurkin is a mook. Press 1 if you heard that before. If you didn't, then you heard it here first. You know where you heard it here first. Exclusively. So it just, I understand, like, you know, we have to understand there's no subjection to this, man, because the music business is going to always be the business, right? It's always going to be the business. It's not going to change. It's not going to be different because, you're picking to do positive rap, or you want to do Christian rap or secular rap, whatever, the rules still apply in that business, because you're still letting these slick back hair Italian people sign your checks. And y'all know what I'm talking about. They still got to sign your checks at the end of the day. So if they want you to put on a dress as a gospel artist and you're like, yo, that's not what I'm into, you know, and some people get down with that. Some people get down with that. Sad to say, some people get down with that. You know what I'm saying? It's strange, man. You know, and people don't understand, like, yo, the business is the business. But we got to live and learn. We have to, man. We have to live and learn. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to hear to say, hey, you know, all of this stuff is evil or whatever. But you have some people out there that really take they job serious. But then you have a lot of these entertainers, for the most part, that get the publicity that others don't. Because they're willing to go the extra mile, all right, to put themselves out there. They're willing to do the extra stuff to put themselves out there. This is why they get the notoriety that a lot of these righteous ones don't. There's a lot of people out there that we haven't even heard of that don't play this game with this nonsense. It's just, that's not what they do. You know what I'm saying? That's just not what they do. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. Chris Stokes. Yeah, we talked about Chris Stokes humiliating these young men. B2K and Immature. He's a creep. I did a deep dive on this video. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, all right? The video is available now to all my people. If you want to join, the link is in the description below. But Chris Stokes is another P. Diddy, but nobody's talking about that. Also, we got Missing Turin, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody talking about this. The news don't want me to talk about this stuff, all right? The media, they rather me talk about nonsense, all right? But make sure you tap in on the Patreon. I got another video to drop for y'all this week, all right? I got more stuff. We're going to be talking about mind control. It's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. And I'm here to share the information with my people. Okay, if you against the grain, don't like the video. If you with the grain, like the video. All right? That's all we can say, man. Let me shout some people out real quick before I get up off of here, man. Salute to Marcus Sinaga, man. He said, happy holidays, Jay. Thank you, Marcus Sinaga. I greatly appreciate you, my G. Jerry Moore, thank you, man. He said, happy Monday. BP, he said, I hope all is well with you. Absolutely, man. I hope y'all all have a safe holiday and, you know, stay out the way and all of that stuff. It's a lot of weird stuff going on. Make sure y'all tap in, you know what I'm saying, with your boy tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about some more stuff. Salute to Xavier, man. Appreciate you, man. Salute to Xavier. Too heartless. You crazy. Salute to everybody. I'm going to shout some of y'all out in the chat. Nasir, what's popping, man? Mahogany Love, what's popping? Cheers Kid. Brandon Ely, what's popping? Miss Daly's, what's going on? JD Lay, what's popping? Billy Batson, TT Baby, Autumn Scorpion, Teresa Green, Lion Moet, Eyes to See, Shanta Bell. Let me see. Did I shout them out too hard? It's Blueberry Blow Pop. Just if y'all could, you know what I'm saying, just hit the like button for your boy so I could get in the algorithm. If you made it this far, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all type 0 in the comments so the people can know what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? But if you made it this far, I rock with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just want to share information that I get with my people, because it's no fair to keep this information in here. You understand? So salute to everybody, man. Salute, Jessa. What's popping? What's poppin'? Jessa said. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, Jessa. It's no problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. I hope everything works out for all y'all, man. I know right now is a tough time for everybody, but guess what, y'all? The IRS said if you pay your taxes and you don't owe, we getting $1,400. So just hold your, we getting a stimmy, y'all. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know. So, you know what I mean? Christmas is coming early, all right? Christmas is coming early. But I love y'all, man. Make sure y'all stay out of trouble out there, man. And I'll be back on tomorrow to talk more about this nonsense. But I greatly appreciate y'all. I love y'all all, man. All right? Peace, man. Zero.